USA Radio News.
We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many car companies are coming back into Michigan and to Ohio and to Pennsylvania and to North and South Carolina. We need people. We don't have the workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we need? We need people that come in under the merit system.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Great Falls, Montana. Now, on the way to that rally, the president sent out a tweet saying that he accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Trump said Pruitt has done an outstanding job, and he named Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, as acting administrator. And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 181 points today. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many car companies are coming back into Michigan and to Ohio and to Pennsylvania and to North and South Carolina. We need people. We don't have the workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we need? We need people that come in under the merit system.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Great Falls, Montana. Now, on the way to that rally, the president sent out a tweet saying that he accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Trump said Pruitt has done an outstanding job, and he named Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, as acting administrator. And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 181 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Two key reports on the nation's economy are released. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
ADP and Moody's Analytics releasing their monthly national employment report saying the economy added 177,000 private sector jobs in June, that number falling short of the 190,000 that economists had forecast. In another report from the government, weekly jobless claims were up a bit more than expected. The Labor Department says last week 230,000 Americans filed first-time claims. That was 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total, 8,000 more than analysts had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Award-winning actor and outspoken conservative James Woods has said he was dropped by his longtime talent agent over political differences. In a tweet that Woods sent out on the 4th of July, he posted a screenshot of an email that he received from his talent agent, Ken Kaplan. Woods replied to the email thanking Kaplan for his service. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 16-year-old boy was verbally abused and assaulted at a restaurant for wearing one of Donald Trump's trademark Make America Great Again hats. The ordeal took place at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger and was captured on video. It has over 2.5 million views. Now, unfortunately, we can't play you that audio because it's a little too graphic, but you can find it online if you'd like. Also earlier this week in Washington, D.C., EPA Secretary Scott Pruitt was approached by a woman as well. Randy Sutton is the spokesman for Blue Lives Matter and a former police lieutenant